wind-chill readings of 5 to 15 this morning. Many roads have been reported snow-covered and treacherous. Here's a winter weather message from the National Weather Service, Paducah. There's a winter storm warning today for the following counties: Alexander, Bollinger, Butler, Cape Girardeau, Carter, Franklin, Hamilton, Jackson, Jefferson, Johnson, Perry, Illinois, Perry, Missouri, Pulaski, Ripley, Saline, Scott, Stoddard, Union, Illinois, Wayne, Missouri, and Williamson. This includes the cities of Cairo, Illinois, Cape Girardeau, Missouri, Carbondale, Illinois, Marion, Illinois, Mount Vernon, Illinois, and Poplar Bluff, Missouri. Periods of snow, heavy at times, will continue throughout the morning hours. Reports from spotters range from as little as 2 inches in Butler County, Missouri, to 10 inches in Cape Girardeau County, Missouri. Snowfall amounts in southern Illinois range from 4 inches in Anna to over 7 inches in Carbondale. Snowfall will continue to be heavy at times, especially in a band from Wayne County, Missouri, to Carbondale, Illinois, to Hamilton County, Illinois. Total snowfall amounts will average 8 to 14 inches with isolated higher amounts. Spotters also report some drifts to 16 inches in Missouri. The snow should begin to taper off this afternoon as the low-pressure area slowly pulls away. If you have travel plans today, you should plan on allowing extra time to reach your destination. Reports from the warned area indicate snow-covered and icy roads in much of the region. Here are some snowfall reports as of about 9 o'clock this morning. Snowfall ranging greatly across the region. In Missouri, some of the reports in Bloomfield and Stoddard County at 4 inches. Cullen and Butler County at 2 inches. Zalmer and Bollinger had 5. Marble Hill had 7 inches. In Jackson, Missouri and Cape Girardeau County, 10 inches of snow reported, and 7 in Donovan in Ripley County. In Illinois, in Pinckneyville and Perry County, 6 inches of snow on the ground. In Anna, in Union County, 4 inches. Carbondale in Jackson County at 7. Greenville and Williamson County at 5 inches. Hamilton County, 5.5 inches. And Carmi in White County at 2. In Indiana, we just received a report out of just near Princeton in Gibson County of 5 inches of snow on the ground. These reports are from cooperative observers, snow spotters, and local law enforcement agencies. This is WXM 49 serving southern Illinois. A winter storm warning has been issued for a part of the listening area. Please stay tuned as further updates and statements will be broadcast as needed. In the meantime, remain indoors. If you must venture out, dress in several layers of warm clothing. Keep your head, hands, and feet warm and dry to prevent frostbite. Use extreme caution if you must travel, as roads may be slick and hazardous. Avoid all travel that is not essential.
Here's a National Weather Service forecast for southern Illinois, which excludes the counties of Massac, Pope, and Hardin, but includes the cities of Cairo, Carbondale, Marion, and Mount Vernon. There's a winter storm warning today. Today, you can expect periods of snow, heavy at times, with total snow accumulation 8 to 14 inches. The temperature will be near steady in the lower 30s with gusty north wind, 15 to 25 miles per hour. Near the Ohio River, there's a winter weather advisory today. Today, periods of snow, possibly mixed with rain at times, with 1 to 3 inches possible by evening. And the temperature will be near steady in the middle 30s with a gusty northeast wind 15 to 25 miles per hour. This forecast includes Massac, Pope, and Hardin counties. For tonight, gradual clearing for the areas when the winter storm warning, lower 25 to 30 with a north wind at 10 to 20 miles an hour. For the areas from Pope County northeastward along the Ohio River tonight, light snow ending early, low additional accumulation is expected, gradual clearing overnight below in the upper 20s, a north wind 10 to 20 miles an hour, chance of snow 40%. On Monday should be mostly sunny, high 45 to 50 on the north, around 50 on the south. Dry on Monday night, the low in the low 30s. Dry on Tuesday, the high in the 60s. The Wednesday and Thursday continued dry, the low in the 40s with a high in the 60s. At 9 o'clock this morning, radar indicated a band of moderate to heavy snow stretching from southwest Indiana across southern Illinois, most of southern Illinois, into southeast Missouri. The activity was slowly moving west and southwest due to the location of the low, and some scattered showers were indicated over northern and northwestern Tennessee. At this hour, Paducah was cloudy and 33, dew point 31, humidity 92%, wind north at 16, gusting to 23, the pressure 29.72 inches and rising, wind chill index was 12. It was snowing in Evansville, 31 degrees, dew point 31, humidity 100%, wind northeast at 14, pressure 29.78 inches and steady, visibility 3/4 mile, and the wind chill index at Evansville was 11. Cape Girardeau had light snow, 32 degrees, dew point 29, humidity 89%. The wind out of the north at 25, gusting to 31, wind chill index was 4. Pressure 29.77 inches and rising. Carbondale, snowing, 30 degrees, dew point 29, humidity 96%, the wind north at 18, gusting to 25. The pressure 29.82 inches and steady, wind chill index 6, visibility 1/2 mile. At Huntingburg, it was snowing and 30 degrees, visibility 1/2 mile. Owensboro, Kentucky had light rain and 36. Barnesburg, Tennessee, was cloudy and 36. At Poplar Bluff, Missouri, it was snowing and 32. Visibility was down to 3/4 miles. Mount Vernon, Illinois, was snowing 30. Visibility 1/2 mile. Outside the region, Springfield, Missouri, mostly sunny and 25. Wind chill index was 1. At St. Louis, it was cloudy and 33. Indianapolis, cloudy and 30. Louisville, light rain 33. Nashville had light rain 41. West Plains, Missouri, foggy. Visibility 1/2 mile, 29 degrees. Springfield, Illinois was cloudy and 31. Memphis, rain snow mix, 35 degrees. Jonesboro, light snow and 34. Once again at 9 a.m., cloudy at Paducah, 33 degrees. Evansville had